WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Suspicious calls, West Coast storms. I'm Elliot Francis. Federal authorities are investigating phone calls made last month by National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to Russia's ambassador to Washington. Jim Sciutto explains.
This is part of routine eavesdropping on Russian officials, including diplomats here in the U.S. So to be clear, Flynn was not the target. It was the Russian official here. This is something that U.S. intelligence agencies do, presumably Russian intelligence agencies do, to American diplomats and others who are based in Russia.
Those calls made on the same day former President Obama retaliated for Moscow's interference in November's election. At least four people are dead, three are missing after torrential rainfall and flooding in California. Correspondent Karen Kafa has the latest.
Heavy rains have wreaked havoc up and down California, up in the Bay Area, and down in Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, and San Diego, causing flash floods and large waves.
Authorities there say stormwater is receding in Los Angeles. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump is already facing his first legal challenge on his fourth full day in office. He's being sued over his continued ownership of his business and their possible interaction with foreign entities. Steve Kastenbaum explains.
The argument is that anytime a member of a foreign government pays to stay at a room at a Trump hotel or a foreign entity makes a payment on a lease in a Trump-owned building, it violates the Foreign Emoluments Clause. Former White House ethics advisor Norman Eisen is part of the group suing in federal court here in New York.
Even Trump supporters agree there's strong bipartisan agreement that we need to know more about these deals. 75% of Americans, including most of those who voted for Mr. Trump, want to see his tax returns.
They're asking a federal judge to rule that Trump is in violation of the Constitution. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton resting comfortably after collapsing while delivering the State of the State address Monday night. 69-year-old Dayton also fainted before a campaign event last year. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's a veto for the $15 an hour minimum wage bill by Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett.
But the county executive wants the council to try again.
I can only respond to that at this point in time by vetoing the current bill and having them go back to look at a very quick study to analyze the changes that I've suggested.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner shares Leggett's concern on the impact on small local businesses.
It is about finding a better balance that minimizes the damages that can and will be felt by our small business community.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro sold some 28,000 unlimited ride cards for Inauguration Day, but hundreds of people who ordered one in the mail didn't get it in time. So Metro's offering refunds, says spokesman Dan Stessel.
On the inaugural Smart Trip card, the pass was just for the one day. If you didn't use it on Inauguration Day, it is of no value to you. So that refund would apply.
Bad weather in the Midwest, where the fulfillment center is, and the MLK holiday are both being blamed for the late arriving Metro fare cards. The Virginia House has given tentative approval to another attempt at a Tebow bill. It would allow homeschool students to participate in high school sports and other interscholastic activities. The bill's Republican sponsor, Rob Bell of Charlottesville, has been trying since 2005 to get the legislation passed. Twice it has passed the General Assembly, but was then vetoed by Governor Terry McAuliffe. Budget deficits are going to be a fact of life in Maryland for the foreseeable future, say state budget analysts, until government leaders make some hard choices about how to balance income and spending long-term. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,800. The Nasdaq at 55.53. Sports, the Wizards win in Charlotte. The Caps win at home. College basketball, AU and Howard lose. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you a stressed-out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renters Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel any time. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more. All for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renters Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, not seeing any delays or backups. However, we do have a single car crash that happened on the Beltway in Bethesda. After you pass the exit for 270 going on the outer loop, but before you get to Old Georgetown Road, again, between 270 and Old Georgetown Road, our response heading to report of a crash there. DC 295 northbound has come up to the 11th Street Bridge. Scene of an incident, too, that just happened as well. Otherwise, we are nice and quiet. Coming in from the west, 66, out of Leesburg, Route 7 looking good. The Greenway Toll Road, no problems. In through town over the southeast, southwest freeway, looking good on inbound New York Avenue and the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a few showers on radar this morning, maybe a wet snowflake or two, but little accumulation of rain and or snow. A northwest breeze, and then as we get into the afternoon, mostly cloudy, 49 and breezy. Tonight, clear, light breeze, 40. Plenty of sunshine and near 60 for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Leesburg, 37 in Frederick, 39 degrees in Washington. More people were killed by tornadoes over the weekend than in all of 2016 in the U.S. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is now 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We have got a great morning lined up for you. Man, I'm telling you what, you got to pay attention to what's going on in this town right now, because it's happening quick and it's happening fast, and we have all the details. 7:05 this morning, we'll talk about what it's like to come in on the first day of a new White House with Brad Blakeman. He was an advisor to George W. Bush. Senator Ben Cardin will join us at 8:05, and then at 8:35, the one, the only, Larry Kudlow. Joining us here this morning, and I'm very happy to have you here. We're going to talk more to you later in this hour about what it is you're doing. Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner, and I've said before, I'll say it again, for my money, one of the sharpest young reporters I've seen come into this town in a long time. And I mean that, Sarah. I am really happy to have you here this morning. Your new job is White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner, so we'll be tapping into your expertise here in just a few minutes. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. We want to start off by talking about something that happened, yesterday, and what is going to happen today. Yesterday, we saw the president withdraw from the TPP. He let it be known we're going to renegotiate NAFTA. Today, the president will meet with automakers. He met with union leaders yesterday. Got a very good readout from the union leaders who like what they're doing, because why? He's bringing jobs back to America, or he's promising to do so. This will be topic number one with the automakers today. Here's my question, though. You know, if we do bring automakers back to the United States and they start building cars here, they're not building them in Mexico, they're not building them in other places where the labor is much cheaper, there's going to be sort of a thing that happens. The cost of these products will likely go up somewhat. That will happen if we start building iPhones in this country instead of building them in Asia. And so my question here this morning is, do you think it's worth it? I mean, are you willing to pay a little more for that car that you drive? Are you willing to pay a little bit more for an iPhone if you know that it's putting American workers back to work and that we are taking, you know, those factory jobs out of China and bringing them back to the United States, as Donald Trump would like to do? I'd like you to weigh in on this. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, here's the unknown thing in my mind. It seems to me that, yeah, you know, if you bring it back to the United States and you're hiring union workers at union wages to build a product, it probably will cause the cost of that to go up. Can Donald Trump do the other things that will help businesses become more efficient? Can he reduce their tax rate? He says he wants to bring it from the business tax rate from 35% to somewhere around 15 or 20%, which would be a dramatic improvement. Can he do those things in time to negate what will be more expensive labor. And that's an open question right now. If he can do that, we might be okay. But I think that in the short run, if you do bring jobs back to the United States and you start building products with union labor and with American labor, it's going to be more expensive than if you ship it off to China to be built or if you ship it down to Mexico to be built. And I think in the short run, I'm okay. But I'm in a position where I can afford a little more for a car, and I know that other people don't have that luxury. What do you say? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Sarah, any thoughts on this?
Well, that's the essential trade-off at the core of this debate about whether we pursue this America First trade and manufacturing policy that President Trump has been pushing, or whether we continue to allow globalization to proceed at the clip that it's been going. Trump has promised this dramatic slashing of the corporate taxes, and he's also said, by the way, that he hears from business leaders more often that deregulation would be more beneficial to them than tax cuts because of these onerous environmental regulations.
He apparently said yesterday that it is his desire to deregulate, take away regulations, maybe as many as 75% of the regulations that are currently on the book, which would be astonishing if he can accomplish that. And then you're right, regulation would maybe being freeing people from some of these regulations would also make it a better business environment.
And the process of deregulation is far easier said than done. You know, it can take years to undo a single regulation when you're talking about notice and comment, the rulemaking process, when you're talking about legal challenges. It can take an extremely long time to deregulate. You can't just repeal a regulation. You have to replace it with a new one. And so that's far easier said than done by the time that factories are forced to stay here or come back by the time that tax reform is moved through Congress. Deregulation could still be in its very early phases. And so this might not happen all at once. You might not realize the benefits for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, oh, go, just cut regulations. Well, it's not an easy process the way it is now. If you can streamline that process, then maybe you can make some progress. But you're right. It takes a while to undo the things that have been done, something the Obama administration knew very well over the course of their 8 years in office is why they have, you know, they had so many regulations added to the books. They knew that even if they left, it would take a while to undo it. Well, that's a very good point. What do you think about it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Bob in Alexandria, start us off. You're on with Brian, and this morning, Sarah Westwood.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Sarah. Hey, again, we have to have an industrial base to have a strong country. When we were getting ready to deploy into combat in 2003 to go to Iraq, I needed plate steel for my trucks, and there was none to be had. And if we don't get this under control, we go to war with somebody, we're going to be throwing rocks at them. I'm willing to pay a little bit more for my car. I would rather be driving a Buick than a Toyota.
Yeah, so you're okay with a little bit more if we do, and I think you're right. I mean, it got to the point in America where we were designing everything. We weren't building very much. We didn't have that knowledge. We didn't have that expertise that we once had. And manufacturing jobs were dropping like they were just going away. They were going overseas. Yeah, I think that's right. It would be great to have things that are American-made once again by American workers and that the American workers had the know-how to actually build those things. What a joy that would be. Brian in Mount Airy, you're up next with Brian and Sarah Westwood.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, folks, one question you haven't asked is this. If we Americans are going to have to step up and pay a little more for these American-made products, are the unions willing to take a small cut in their paychecks and contribute too?
That's a good question. And, you know, those kind of things, again, take time. If you have a union agreement, then it takes a while to renegotiate that union agreement. And that is something that, you know, it won't happen overnight. Don't you think? It'll take a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that's true.
All right, Brian. Well, I mean, you know, again, I see if everything can fall into place, cutting regulations, reducing the tax rate for business, maybe they go back and they renegotiate some of these union deals over time. Those all things could bring the price down to where we would be competitive once again with the products that are made overseas. But those things don't happen overnight.
Right, and the Trump argument is that if you grow the manufacturing base in the manufacturing industry again, it will spark enough economic growth to potentially compensate for some of these rises in the price of consumer goods because people across the board will see their paychecks rise substantially. And so that's one of the arguments in favor of this.
That's right. And look, there's so many moving pieces to this puzzle. It's absolutely. But I mean, the trouble I see initially is that the pieces of the puzzle won't all move like that, not at the same moment, and that it will take some time, and there'll be a period in there where, you know, I think we may end up paying a little more. So here's our question. Are you okay with that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is 5:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Early on here in this rush hour, doing pretty well as far as the light volume. Little bit of the stop and go starting out of Frederick on 270 toward the Monocacy and briefly at Route 80 Urbana. Keep alert on the Maryland Beltway. We have a minor crash. It's on the shoulder. We don't want it to be a second crash. Outer Loop in Bethesda after 355 as you pass 270, but before Old Georgetown Road. Again, then that vicinity, Outer Loop side, Inner Loop, your travel lanes are open. DC 295 northbound at the exit ramp for the 11th Street Bridge for the crash. Anon 95 northbound as you approach 610, a quiet report of an incident, cruiser on their way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today, light rain, mostly in the morning, a high of 49, but again, we're going to see a very windy day with occasional gusts over 40 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and 40. Tomorrow looks like a pretty nice day. Get this, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. Winds out of the south-southwest at only 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's a beautiful day tomorrow. Tomorrow night, again, some showers, about a 50% chance. Thursday, we have a mix of sun and clouds and windy, and in the 50s, Friday in the mid-40s. Just looking ahead to the weekend, looks like mostly sunny weather, temperatures in the low 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
This week on Health, Hope, and Inspiration, a powerful testimony from a cancer survivor. Join us this week for Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
Sundays at 6 a.m. on WMAL.
It's 5:17 on WMAL. Our question here this morning is, Donald Trump met with union leaders, got a really nice readout from people like Trumka and Hoffa. They seem to be on board with the president's idea. Let's bring jobs back to America. He's going to meet with the automakers today. He's going to tell them, don't be building cars over the border. Don't be building cars elsewhere. Build your cars here, or you're going to face a very heavy tax. And I think that we are going to see manufacturing jobs start to return. We've already seen it. We've already seen it start to happen. And our question here this morning is, okay, that means that you're probably going to pay a little more for your products. Are you okay with that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Fred in Rockville, you're on with Brian, and this morning it's Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner.
Hello.
Good. What do you think, Fred?
Well, what I think is, first off, you're saying American-made doesn't mean it's made in the U.S. It just means that there's laws out there where the American product is mostly made in Canada or Mexico. And you're still going to have the same deal if you're saying American-made. Being union, most of it's non-union anyway. It doesn't even matter. And you're still going to be complaining about the price. It doesn't make no sense to me.
So you
got to change the law, first off.
All right. So you when you say American-made, you want it to be honestly manufactured and assembled in the United States.
That's exactly right. It's a falsehood that not only the government is saying that American, you're being lied to, because that's how immigration is the same way. It's being brought in the same way. You're saying you're American. Everybody on the side of the earth is an American.
All right, I got you. I'm with you on that. Thank you, Fred. Yes, a South American, North American, got you. Andrew in Maryland, you're on with Brian and Sarah Westwood. What do you think? Are you willing to pay a little bit more if you bring those jobs back to America? That's the trade-off that we may face.
Good morning. Yeah, I am. I'd rather pay for a little more for the vehicles or whatever to put people back to work than pay for them to sit at home on the couch.
All right. Well, let me ask you another question. If you go, let's say, to your Walmart, and you buy an electronic piece of equipment, and you find that you have a choice there. One that, you know, is made by Sony and it's manufactured, let's say, somewhere in Asia, and one that's made by an American company and it's manufactured in this. Which one are you going to buy if the one in America costs more?
More than likely, I'd buy the one that, you know, costs less, but eventually everything will come around to where it would be more competitive.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like the next guy. I will buy the cheapest thing that's, you know, worthy. And if it turns out that the cheapest thing doesn't work, eventually it'll work out to where the thing that's more expensive, sometimes you get what you pay for.
Well, you know, we're very good in this country about designing things. I mean, we design all of these iPhones. And they're amazing devices, aren't they? I mean, we come up with those ideas, we generate those ideas, and then we ship them off because it has not been a very, you know, cost-effective to build them in America. But, I mean, I've been told that the cost of an iPhone could go up dramatically if it had to be manufactured in a U.S. factory with union workers. And I think that's the question. Are you going to be okay? I think I would go ahead and do it. I would make the sacrifice. I also want to acknowledge that I'm very blessed and I make a good living, and it's not easy for some people to make those kind of decisions. It is now 520 on WML. Let's check another one here. Mike and Frederick, you're on with Brian and Sarah Westwood. What do you say?
I say, yeah, go ahead and do it. But on top of everything else, definitely slash the corporate income taxes like Reagan did, because I had a business back then. And because of what Reagan did, and you're right, it took a while. It took about, I'd say 6 to 8 years to come around. But my checks got huge because all the taxes left out of my check. So I say, yeah, go ahead and do it.
You think that would be the one thing that could easily bring things around?
Like I said, I was self-employed. I wasn't working for someone else. And my business flourished. It was a martial arts business. It flourished like you would not believe because of it.
Yeah, and if you're paying 35% in business taxes, and that were to go down to 20% or even 15%, what would that mean to you?
That would mean a lot, because I could pay my employees a lot more, too.
Yeah.
And employees will be way happier, and other businesses will start. Other people who are working for other people will be a lot happier. I mean, I've seen it with the Reagan days.
Yep. Okay. Well, listen. I think that is the model that they're looking at. We'd have, well, JFK saw it. We'll talk to Larry Kudlow about that at 8:35. He's written a book about it. Reagan saw it and saw what happened with Kennedy, and he took that advice and went with it. And there was a renaissance in business in America. Well, we'll take more of your calls in just a moment. It's 5:22.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings.
For a limited time only, New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced right now, before the damage gets more expensive. And don't worry about payments for one full year. Plus, get 10% off materials. You'll love New Look's incredible shingle selection, and their 13-step process ensures your new roof is installed perfectly. You'll have a project coordinator and an on-site project foreman to answer all your questions. And New Look installs most roofs in just one day. That's right, your new roof in just one day. Rest assured, every step of the way, you'll love what we do for your home. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Classes start January 30th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the 11th Street Bridge, if you're on DC 295 in the northbound direction, have a crash at the exit for the 11th Street Bridge, one lane block, VDOT tells me. And I am seeing delays just after the Suitland Parkway, so keep alert. 295 northbound stretch, southbound, you're on a separate ramp to get to the 11th Street Bridge, so you're not affected. Once you get on to the Southeast Southwest Freeway, nice, quiet, good ride in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Coming in from the west on 66, Greenway Toll Road, good shape, 270 out of Frederick, volume through toward Route 80 Urbana. That seems to be where I see the slowest stretch. Beyond that, still wide open down through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a few showers on radar this morning, maybe a wet snowflake or two, but little accumulation of rain and or snow. A northwest breeze, and then as we get into the afternoon, mostly cloudy, 49 and breezy. Tonight, clear, light breeze, 40, plenty of sunshine and near 60 for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAI.
It's going to be windy, it's going to be rainy here at the start, 39 degrees. 526 on WMAL. We're watching Comes to Talk. It's Brian Wilson, and today I'm joined as my guest host is Sarah Westwood.
Looking ahead, the president will have a breakfast tomorrow with the auto industry, including heads of GM, Chrysler, and Ford. Look forward to hearing their ideas on how we can work together to bring more jobs back to this industry in particular.
That was Sean Spicer yesterday, and so that meeting is scheduled for today. Met with union leaders yesterday, automakers today, and he says bring jobs back to America. And I ask you the question, are you okay with that if it means that initially, at least for a while, you're going to be paying a little bit more for those American-made products? Joe in D.C., you're on with Brian, and this morning it's Sarah Westwood.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well.
I see he's off to a running start. He's already meeting with the unions, getting things American-made and bringing it back. But I got a question for you. The CEOs of these big Fortune 500 companies making hundreds of millions of dollars in stock options and bonuses, we're going to have to put a cap on their salaries to help backfill the unions and some of the cuts and pay cuts that the unions are going to make. Why are you going to pay one man $100 and something million? How much is enough?
Okay, well, I mean, I think that's a question that you got to ask, the individual companies. I tell you this, I don't want to put a limit on somebody's success. If they're getting the job done, then I'm not sure that it's our job to say they shouldn't be recompensed at a certain level. But, I don't know, you may be right. After $100 million, how much do you really need? 527 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. This is one of our slowest times of the year. Our warehouse is full and our crews are slow. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. That's right, purchase a select air conditioner and receive a gas furnace absolutely free. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Have you made any of these 10 biggest mistakes in your estate plan? I'm attorney Mike Collins. At my Plain English seminar, I'll explain why they're mistakes and how you can easily avoid them. Plus, I'll show you how to save your loved one's expense, delay, and loss of their inheritance with our innovative reservoir trust. Join me on February 7th in Fairfax or the 9th in Columbia. And leave your checkbook at home. Tuition's free at this educational session. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least one percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Holy moly, what a day at the White House yesterday. I mean, a flurry of activity on their first full business day. And we're going to give you the rundown on it. Sarah Westwood's been covering it for the Washington Examiner. We'll check in with her and see what her thoughts are. It's all coming up after the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett has vetoed a bill raising the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020.
My reservations are reservations. I can only respond to that at this point in time by vetoing the current bill.
Leggett says he's not opposed to $15 an hour. It's how the county gets there he's worried about. He's encouraging the county council to come back with another minimum wage bill. Later this morning, President Trump will be meeting with executives from American Car Company to talk jobs.
Yesterday, he went right to work chipping away at former President Obama's agenda. He signed executive actions withdrawing the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific trade deal, and he banned federal funding for promoting abortions overseas, as well as ordering a freeze on hiring any new federal workers, though he added the caveat that the freeze did not apply to military personnel. Okay. The president also warned U.S. business leaders they'll be facing what he's calling a border tax on their products if they ship their operations overseas.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. President Trump's designee for budget chief goes under the Senate committee microscope today. Congressman Mike Mulvaney is expected to be asked how the White House plans to tackle budget deficits. Meanwhile, the Senate Finance Committee meets today to hear testimony from Georgia Congressman Tom Price's nomination to be Health and Human Services Secretary. He's under fire from Democrats for his support for tearing down Obamacare. Families across the Southeast are in mourning after deadly tornadoes ripped through the region over the weekend. At least 41 reported twisters in southern states, killing 19 people. Now that storm system is moving up toward the northeastern U.S. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,800, the Nasdaq at 55.53. Sports, the Wizards win for the fifth time in six games. The Red Hot Caps win again. College basketball losses for American and Howard. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you a man facing divorce? A divorce that perhaps you didn't even want? This is Barry Sanders. I've been there. I know firsthand the stress and pain of divorce. A lot of people think that because I was a pro athlete and enjoyed a lot of success on and off the field, that somehow I am immune to such things. The fact is, I went through a divorce a few years ago, and like you, I worried about my children, my assets, and my family. When I got a divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. I took the time to meet and talk with Cordell and Cordell clients and attorneys, and I can tell you that Cordell and Cordell has represented thousands of men just like you and me. If you're a man facing a divorce, consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell and Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and I've been on the program for a little over 3 weeks now, and well, here it is, drum roll, I'm down 14 pounds in just over 3 weeks. No cravings, no calorie counting. Best of all, I'm not feeling hungry. Like you, life's too busy to think about a diet and meal planning. It's great because I just follow the plan. If it were complicated or time-consuming, it wouldn't work for me. Here's the thing, I'm learning if you eat the right way, it's amazing how efficient your body is. You'll learn through how you feel. I don't have the 3 o'clock in the afternoon crash anymore. I don't finish a meal and want to take a nap. Food has become fuel for me. If you have 20, 30, 50, or even more pounds to lose, it works. I'm living proof. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Call them 703-992-0620. They're just over in Tyson's. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get in. Get the weight off for life. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the 11th Street Bridge, delays continue to grow. We have a crash, at least one lane still blocked. Northbound DC 295 on the exit ramp to go in on the 11th Street Bridge if you're eventually heading on toward the freeway in the 3rd Street Tunnel. So that's why 295 is bogging down. But again, just the northbound direction, southbound, you're on a separate ramp toward the bridge itself. No problems if you are heading north, say, and you're hitting those delays right near the Suitland Parkway. You could take the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street toward the freeway. Save yourself a little time if you're heading that direction. No problems to report currently around the Beltway. Virginia, Maryland, we're off to a good start here. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, U.S. Park Police saying, nope, not working anything. It's 270. The volume out of Frederick starts to increase here as you pass the Monocacy and down past the exit for Route 80, Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big storm off the coast will continue to pull away in its wake. A northwest breeze today. Occasional light rain, maybe some wet snowflakes. No accumulation. Then this afternoon, mostly cloudy. We'll clear it out tonight, fall to 40. Cold around the suburbs. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Herndon, 36 in Germantown, 39 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall, because it's a busy day in this town. Things are happening. At 7:05 this morning, Brad Blakeman, he was an advisor to George W. Bush. What is it like to walk in the door and have to get a White House up and running? We'll talk to Brad Blakeman at 7:05. At 8:05, Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat from Maryland. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm very pleased to be joined today by Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. She is the new White House correspondent. What an exciting time to be entering the White House as a correspondent, Sarah. And it's good to have you here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what it was like. I mean, yesterday, a flurry of activity. I mean, let me just go through a few of the things that I took notes on. He made an announcement that they are going to renegotiate NAFTA. Trump made an announcement that he is withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He met with union leaders. He met with manufacturers. Says he's prepared to cut regulations maybe by 75%. He talked about reducing the tax rate from 35, the business tax rate, from 35 to 15 or maybe 20%. He then met with congressional leaders and had a meeting there. He vowed to stop China from taking over territory in the South China Sea. He even wowed the union leaders yesterday, and they came out and said nice things about him. That was day one. What a whirlwind of activity over there.
Exactly. And this isn't just frenetic activity either. It's all clustered around this one policy agenda, which is job creation and sparking economic growth. And it was very strategically planned in that he had a meeting with manufacturers, then he issued a notice of intent to withdraw the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and then he had a meeting with union leaders and workers. I mean, he bookended executive action, and that was very deliberate on their part, that this is going to be clearly the heavy focus of the early days of his administration, trying to deliver as many concrete victories as he can with this Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's clear that they have thought this out.
Yeah, and look, then there was the press briefing with Sean Spicer. Now, look, we spent some time yesterday talking about what I thought was a rocky start by Sean Spicer over the weekend, and it had to do with crowd, and we spent 3 days talking about crowds. What a waste of time, I said. But yesterday, his first press briefing went pretty well, and he was asked this question. I think it was by Jonathan Carl. Here, take a listen.
Is it your intention to always tell the truth from that podium, and will you pledge never to knowingly say something that is not factual?
It is. It's an honor to do this, and yes, I believe that we have to be honest with the American people. I think sometimes we can disagree with the facts. There are certain things that we may not fully understand when we come out, but our intention is never to lie to you, Jonathan. Our job is to make sure that sometimes, and you're in the same boat. I mean, there are times when you guys tweet something out or write a story and you publish a correction. That doesn't mean that you're intentionally trying to deceive readers and the American people, does it? And I think we should be afforded the same opportunity.
Well, there you have it. I think that was exactly the right tone to take. It was a pretty good outing, I think, for him. One of the longest press briefings known to mankind. I think it went 79 minutes, which is a rare thing. Nobody can remember one that was any longer. Your sense of Sean Spicer on day one?
You know, I think he did a good thing by sort of offering what seemed like a conciliatory tone when talking about what happened over the weekend. I think that he recognized some of the criticism that he received. He even started off with a self-deprecating joke about how he's not in contention for the popularity title that Josh Earnest holds. So I think he did what he needed to do. And what's different, I noticed, between him and Josh Earnest is that he really kept his answers very short, and he's trying to stick to this policy that we've heard he's going to pursue of one question per reporter. He's not going to let mainstream reporters filibuster the briefings anymore.
Yeah, and I think that's fine. And he started out, this raised eyebrows. Oh, there was much fretting in the White House briefing room, and I think this is a good thing. He went right to the back row, and his first question was not of ABC, CBS, NBC, AP, Washington Post, New York Times, you know, the people to sit on the front row at the brief. He went to the back, and he said, New York Post. Boom, first question. The CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network, second question. And it was very clear that he is not going to always adhere to sort of the tried and true, you know, way that they've done things in that briefing room. I think it's an excellent idea.
Right. Every briefing before this, every briefing started out with a question to the Associated Press.
Just
the de facto.
Right. Yeah.
But it is healthy to get a mix of different kinds of reporters and viewpoints in there. And to that end, Spicer announced yesterday that the White House press staff would be bringing in four big monitors in the briefing room to offer what they called Skype seats, so reporters outside the Beltway could teleconference in and ask questions.
Brilliant idea. Absolutely a brilliant idea. Because, you know, here's the problem. We've got a situation where, you know, the drumbeat inside the Beltway becomes overwhelming. And it doesn't really relate to what goes on beyond the Beltway many times, and to have a reporter from somewhere, let's say San Antonio, Texas, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, somebody from, you know, Des Moines, Iowa, coming in to ask a question that has, you know, real policy implications for the people where they live, I think is a brilliant idea. And the technology exists. Why not do it? So I think that's wonderful. I think that's something really, really good. We have a little bit more. Here is Sean Spicer saying, well, this is him talking about it and why they want to do that.
Beginning later this week, I'm excited to announce that we're going to have four what we call Skype seats live here in the briefing room. This will open up the briefing to journalists who live beyond 50 miles of the Washington, D.C. area and to organizations that don't currently have a hard pass. As always, any organization is welcome to apply for a day pass. But we're excited to open up into the field and fold here a diverse group of journalists from around the country who may not have the convenience or funding to travel to Washington.
It's an exciting time. And by the way, what an exciting time for you as a young reporter in this town to enter the White House right now. I'm very excited for you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
It's 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military.
U.S. Central Command officials reported this past weekend that in a three-day operation last week, coalition forces struck 90 watercraft and three barges in the Tigris River in Mosul, Iraq. Many of these watercraft were being used to ferry ISIL fighters and equipment across the river from East Mosul to West Mosul in an attempt to escape the Iraqi security forces. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let the WMAL listener know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed mortgage rate higher than 3% with an APR of 3.2%, then you need to call 800-780-68. Call 800-780-68 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 3% with an APR of only 3.2%. Before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender. It's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call now, 800-780-68. That's 800-780-68. And remember to listen to the Mortgage Radio Show heard 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital. And remember to call 800-780-68.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-780-68 for additional cost information.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, D.C., and we do have some volume for sure building with this crash. D.C., 295 northbound, the exit ramp that would take you onto the 11th Street Bridge. That's where we're still dealing with accident cleanup. Delays are now beginning before you even get to the Suitland Parkway. So if you're thinking, it's so early, why are we sitting in this backup crash up ahead? If you're heading northbound, you might want to consider taking South Capitol Street, heading over the Douglas Bridge, past Nat Stadium toward the freeway that direction. But again, northbound near the 11th Street Bridge exit, at least one lane still blocked with crash cleanup. Coming inside the Beltway, southbound 295, just a little bit of volume building as you pass Benning Road toward East Capitol Street. 50 delays, a bit sluggish definitely through the Chevrolet area. Same story in Riverdale on the BW Parkway. Outside of the Beltway, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 95, 29 all looks good. 270 volume, Frederick down toward Urbana, pretty much stop and go there. And again, at the exit 4109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big storm off the coast will continue to pull away in its wake. A northwest breeze today. Occasional light rain, maybe some wet snowflakes. No accumulation. Then this afternoon, mostly cloudy. We'll clear it out tonight, fall to 40. Colder out in the suburbs. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 547.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Join the more than 3 million people who use GoToMeeting every month to connect with their team. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com. That's GoToMeeting.com.
Hey, are you a big fan of the Tay-Tay? Do you sometimes find yourself humming this? There you go, the Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift. You know what? She's getting attacked. She's getting hammered in some quarters. I'm reading an article in the Daily Beast in which they really are going after Taylor Swift because they don't feel like she's feminist enough. In other words, you know, when you listen to Taylor, and I do listen to Taylor Swift music, but when you listen to Taylor Swift music, it's about women who are strong, who won't put up with any BS, right? I mean, you've listened to Taylor Swift, right, Sarah?
Right, unfortunately, I have, and her music videos too. Same concept.
Yeah, this is her sort of her thing. I'm tough. I don't need no man. Or if the man treats me bad, I'll dump him like a sack of potatoes on the side of the road. And I'm tough, and I am woman. Hear me roar. But she has been very careful not to be political. And many people have said, you have this wonderful platform. Why are you not using it to endorse one candidate? Why aren't you out there, you know, for example, you know, saying that you think Hillary Clinton is the person to vote for? Why have you stayed so studiously apolitical? And you know what I say? Leave Taylor Swift alone. Oh my gosh. It's so refreshing to see somebody who lets their image and lets their artistry speak for them and doesn't take advantage of that platform to offer their own personal opinions about what should happen politically. I find it incredibly refreshing that somebody, I don't know what her politics are. I have a suspicion. I might, if we sat down over, you know, a beer or two, I might over the period of time find out what her politics are, but I really don't know, and I think that's just fine in America today.
You might end up seeing more of this in the Trump era, though, this peer pressure on celebrities to be more militantly liberal, because culturally that's the only recourse that liberals have to push back on so much of this Trump agenda will be through celebrities and through the media, through late night TV, all the avenues that they enjoyed under the Obama era. They don't really have that power institutionally anymore. That's part of how they might wage the fight against Trump.
I often find myself when people, start talking about, I'm an artist and I think, my opinion about this is that it is so off-putting to me nowadays. But I know that it does hold sway with some people. I think it's incredibly smart of her to not take a position. Why would, if you're an actor or an actress, why would you want to have a situation where you alienate half of the people who would come to see you in a movie? Why would you want to have in the back of that person's mind as they're walking the movie what your political position is and how that irritates you? I mean, if you're an actor, don't you want your artistry to speak for yourself, to speak for you and your abilities, and not have other issues clouding the mind of the person who is partaking of your artistry? I've never understood that. You know, I'm different. This is what I do for a living. I offer opinions. But, I mean, most people, they want to go to the movies, what? To escape. And if you're at the movies and up pops some actress who has said something that irritated you, that's in your mind. That clouds your interpretation of what they're doing on the screen. Same thing for musicians. It clouds your opinion of what they're doing as an artist. Why would you ever want to do that? So I'm very strong on this. And I just want to say, Taylor Swift, I've always sort of been a fan. Believe it or not, I'm sort of a fan of Taylor Swift, even at my age. I like what she does musically, and I really like what she does by not injecting politics into everything she does. Taylor Swift, we here at WMAL, we salute you. 551, here's El Rushbo.
On Inauguration Day, we saw violence and mayhem in the streets. Liberal protesters also blocked military members, the elderly, and families with children from entrances to the event. The Washington Post surprisingly reveals that the protesters who destroyed property on Inauguration Day were part of a well-organized group. They interviewed one who justified their actions as an attack on capitalism and corporate greed. The Drive-By Media reported that one of Trump's first acts was to remove Martin Luther King's bust from the Oval Office. Wrong. King's bust is still there. It was never moved. Winston Churchill's bust, the one Obama took out, has been returned. Saturday Night Live writer Katie Rich entered the gutter with a tweet targeting Trump's 10-year-old son, Barron. She predicted he would become the country's first homeschool shooter. Barron is not homeschooled, by the way. And then there was the march. And I could spend multiple updates recounting the crude, angry, hateful vulgarity on display, like Ashley Judd, who read a poem claiming Donald Trump has wet dreams about his own daughter. But what better face for the vapid, poisonous event than the self-proclaimed material girl, Madonna? Not only did she admit she harbors thoughts about blowing up the White House, which she since recanted, she dropped F-bombs on live TV directed at those who disagree with her. Whenever you think liberals have sunk to the bottom, they sink lower. They go low and they keep going, and they are not the majority in mainstream.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin?
Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself.
If you'll call 800-591-5240,
24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-591-5240, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-591-5240. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-591-5240 now.
You don't know me, but it's possible we've met before. Growing up, my dad worked for the NSA. I live just down the street from the Naval Academy. Security is in my blood. It's certainly in my heart. I'm Jim Callahan with Ackerman Security Systems. Over the past 50 years, we've quietly become one of the top home security providers in America. We believe in one simple thing, providing the very best security at a very fair price. There's just no need to pay $40 or $50 or more every month for home security. Ackerman Security is literally half the cost of the big national guys, but it is actually the only security company in America that offers a guaranteed response time. Ackerman protects over 1 million men, women, and children, businesses, and families, just like yours and mine. And we've done it by saving each and every one of them hundreds of dollars every year. Ackerman is committed to being the official security provider of the D.C. metro area. We are right down the street and would love to find out more about you. Call 888-999-1070 or at AckermanSecurity.com.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're still struggling in the district with this crash. DC 295 northbound as you come up to the exit for the 11th Street Bridge in a solid lineup here. If you're heading past the Naval Research Lab, get ready. Also, Suitland Parkway, we're doing okay right now, but that definitely will take the hit of trying to merge onto those backups for northbound 295. Again, at the approach to the 11th Street Bridge for the crash. At the affects northbound only. Southbound, your travel lanes open and exit ramp open to get on toward the freeway. No problems currently. Beltway, Virginia looks great through Alexandria, Annandale, Tyson, 66. Bit of volume already in Manassas, again in Falls Church, seeing that stop and go eastbound. And the top side of the Maryland Beltway, just seeing a little bit of volume starting to form heading through Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nor'easter spinning on off to our north and east. We'll continue to bring in maybe a shower, maybe a wet snowflake this morning. No widespread precip. Cloudy this afternoon, breezy, and high of 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees, 556.
Are you a stressed-out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least one percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start. Seven on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch.
Can you get that camera out of my face?
That hold government officials accountable.
Heads will roll.
Seven on your side.
Excuse me.
Alerts you to scams and protects you from ripoffs.
What about her car?
Seven on your side spells bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away.
If I hadn't called Seven on your side, I would have still been waiting for answers.
Turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words. Seven on your side.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Coming up on WMAL, President Trump has decided to put a hiring freeze for federal workers. Barbara Comstock says she disagrees with the president. We'll take your calls on this topic coming up. It's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.